So according to data from the Asian Development Bank, from 2010 to 2020, Asian countries are going to need $800 billion to invest in infrastructure construction every year. How might the AIIB shake up the status quo in Asia in terms of getting some of these projects done?
Well, given the estimated demand in the Asian infrastructure development, the IAB can rise really to fill the gap in a small way, though, but very constructively and very positively. Right now, the existing financial institutions, they are burdened by the lack of funds and also often accused high level of bureaucracy in decision-making. So the IAB can really supplement the deficiency both in the model that is really creative and innovative with the PPP approach. In the meantime, you know, that really can leverage China's capacity, both in project management and in China's past success experience. Also, we have a sufficient amount of materials, be it steel, iron, and cement, to get engaged with such a project. And most of the projects operated both in China and overseas are comparatively far low cost than many other projects that are operated by other international institutions.
And what challenges do you think the bank might face going forward?
Well, there has been many concerns over, number one, because this is the very first multilateral financial institution that are engineered and led by China, because China does not have a full floating rate in the foreign exchange management. Another major consideration is the ethical standard. So whether the China-led institution is able to embrace the high standard in terms of governance, transparency, and other human rights issues like the gender equity, environmental issues, and anti-corruption issues. But these so far are really the unfixed concerns so far, given their understanding or misconception towards the China financial management. Hopefully, this can turn out to be an ungrounded suspicion.
And, of course, the AIIB also includes both developing and developed countries like the UK. How will it supplement the existing global financial framework?
Well, because the demand gap is still very large, and they create a way of managing this, and hopefully the so far the fund is still small as compared to the portfolio of World Bank, ADB, and even to compare with the new fund that is issued by Japan in last May. However, it could really leverage more on the private sector when it shows a promise in the operation. We would expect that more of the private sectors and commercial banks and many other funds, together, of course, with more institutional investors, could really join the bandwagon so that the fund can be enriched.